Some water. Is that a human? Please, help me. The sun burns so much. I need water. Understand. I'm a saltwater mermaid. I need water from the ocean, not a bottle. Fresh water will make me sick. That's a little better, but it's still so hot. Do you have anything to cover me, by any chance? You brought an umbrella to the beach, even though it isn't raining? You use it to avoid getting sunburned. How clever. Humans are so innovative. It's still hot, but this is a little more manageable. Thank you, stranger. What happened? I was an idiot. That's what happened. You see, I've always been fascinated by humans, ever since a group of them worked to restore a dying coral reef that I used to live in. They didn't actually know I was there. But it warmed my heart to see them go out of their way to help the ocean like they did. After that, I started popping up to the surface whenever humans came nearby. Sometimes I'd bring them fish to catch. Sometimes I'd talk to them. And sometimes I'd give them gifts. In return, once they'd finished gawking, they'd share some of their human food with me, start conversations and tell me stories, or bring me gifts from the land. It wasn't always fun and games, though. One guy tried to cop a feel once, and a woman tried to catch me in a fishing net. But then again, I used to capsize boats and dunk people underwater when I was younger. So I'm not blameless here either. But anyway, I fell asleep too close to this beach when the tide was in, and a freak wave washed me onto the shore. It was an especially large one. It happened about 4 days ago. I've been out here baking in the sun ever since. I'm sure someone would have tried to help me if there was anyone here. But I haven't seen anyone but you. Either this isn't the right season to come here, or this might be what you humans call a private beach. So it's the latter then. No, wait! Don't try to move me or ow! 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 It hurts! It hurts! It hurts! Put me down, please! It's okay. Ow! It's okay. You didn't know. I've tried by myself to get back to the water a couple of times already after the sun sets. But all I managed to do was hurt myself on the sand. My poor little tail's been sizzled like a scrambled egg, and my human half is scorched. Even if I did get back into the ocean now, there is no way I'd be able to swim. I'd sink right down to the bottom. Could you get me some more water, please? Giant aquarium. I appreciate your concern, but you're sadly too late. I've been beached for too long already. I'm too badly burned. And in a little while, I'll be dead. There's just nothing you can do. How strange. You've never met me before. You don't know anything about me. And yet, you shed tears for a stranger. How touching. Could you stay with me, please? I'm scared. Thank you. I don't really know what's going to happen to me. Most mermaids live longer lifespans than humans do. But unlike you, we don't have a concept of an afterlife. All I've been told is that we dissolve into sea foam. And after that, who knows? I haven't seen my family in a long time. We tend to live pretty independently from each other. It's why I gravitated towards humans in the first place. I guess I was lonely. Special memories? I do. See this necklace I'm wearing? My father made it himself out of the most beautiful pearls he could find. I remember when my mother showed me a family of adorable little sea turtles. Then, there was that time I caught my first fish. And the time I mentioned before about the humans restoring my reef. And then, you're not gonna believe this, but I swear by the salty brine that I once saw a man who could walk on top of the water's surface. Is that crazy or what? But, you know, all of those memories paint a picture of a wonderful life. That's why, even though I'm dying, I have no regrets. Listen to me. So many people get caught up in the struggles and sadness of life that they miss the little things that make it worth living. So take whatever years you have left and treasure them to the fullest while you still can. That way, when you finally pass from this world, you won't have any regrets either. Will you promise me that, please? Good. Thank you for being here for me. It means everything. Will you allow me to sing one last song before I leave? I learned it from a human. The autumn days grow short and cold. It's Christmas time again. The snows of winter slowly melt. The days grow short and the seasons around, and so she changes her gown. Mother Earth and Father Time. How very special are we? For just a moment to be part of life's eternal rhyme. Goodbye. Have a good life.